Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorite 7-Eleven. We've been talking about this all morning long because it is such an important issue. It's so well done year after year after year. Cleveland Magazine, Steve Gladura, the editor, joins us in studio. It's rating the suburbs time.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good to see you. By the way, real quick, Silver Spoons is awesome. We were talking a little bit about it off the air, so we're honored to be a part of that again.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys do such a great job, and it's such a great organization to be a part of with the Arthritis Foundation. It's a lot of fun.
And it's a lot of delicious food, too.
It sure
is.
My
goodness, that's such a great time.
So, rating the suburbs. I mean, you know, I guess before we reveal, you know, who's number one and the top five and that type of thing, maybe some of the breakdowns and some of the things that are considered to make them a top suburb.
Yeah, so, you know, since we've been doing this, education and safety have always been the two big things that we consider. And then median home sell price, how homes are selling in for 5 and 10 years out. But then we've added other things along the way. We added walkability a few years ago. Then we added commute time last year. And then this year we added something that I really like, which is the alternative commute. So the amount of people who bike to work or walk to work or take public transit to work.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, rewarding cities who are doing a good job at building infrastructure for those kind of things is really important. And so I think that was a really good quality to add this year because I think more people care about that stuff.
So if we look at the top five, let's run down the top five.
Absolutely. So it's a lot of old favorites. So Solon comes in at number five.
They've won before, haven't they?
They have won several times before. Okay. You know, I mean, they're always our number one school system.
I was going to say, even like the breakdown. So it's five overall. Great. That's fantastic. They're always up there. But when you start looking into it, and I have my Cleveland magazine in my hand, you look at your Solon, you're like, oh, education, number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, their housing stock is always really solid. Number four is Westlake.
Shout out!
Up from seven last year,
that's
which is still
exciting.
A terrific rating, so that's great.
As I live in Westlake and love Westlake, and I was looking at all the little feature you did in the magazine on Westlake, which is just delightful.
Yeah, and you know, I think people who, you know, are not completely familiar with Westlake just think, oh, it's just Crocker Park. And I mean, Crocker Park just keeps growing and growing, but there's so much other stuff to
so
do, whether
more.
It's Bradley Woods or, you know, they have such a great library there. And, you know, I think that Westlake really has done a nice job of sort of reimagining itself around Crocker Park as it's downtown.
Definitely. And they're putting in that new elementary school. It's going to be huge right next to the library.
Jen, you already got four, okay?
I
mean,
what
else are you trying to do? You're trying to pitch Steve for next year? I mean,
so if we could talk about Westlake
right,
a little bit
sure,
more.
No problem.
Okay. I'm kidding. Congratulations, right. Westlake. Great,
that's
great
exciting.
Job. And Solon. Very, very nice.
Number three is Highland Heights. So right along that east side corridor over there in Mayfield, the Mayfield schools are really good. And I think that, you know, having Progressive right there in your back door really kind of helps an awful lot, too. So number two is Beechwood. Beechwood stays put. They were number two last year and number two again. And I think the thing about Beechwood is that it's really got that great sort of residential quality to it, but it's also got, you know, a lot of businesses to help support it. So it's got a ton of services, but it's still got that neighborly feel about it too. And you're, you know, so close to the freeway to get to wherever you want to go.
Nice education rank
nice
at four, you know,
ranking.
And it's always up there. Absolutely.
And then our number one suburb,
yep.
Back to the 90s, it's Rocky River. Rocky River.
Nice.
Yeah, so you make the 90s reference. Was that the last time it was number one? I saw the tweet the other day.
So Rocky River was number one 3 years in a row back in the 90s.
Wow.
1997, 98, and 99.
Okay.
And it's funny because the West Side really dominated our early rating the suburbs. It was Bay Village for 2 years in a row, and then Rocky River for 3 years at the end of the 90s when we first started doing this. So, yeah, it's got a little bit of an acid wash jeans feel about it, but I mean, Rocky River is so great. You know, I think that what residents really love there is the access to the lake and to the metro parks. And, you know, we've heard an awful lot from the realtors that just like the housing market in Rocky River is just on fire right
okay.
now. Last year when they were talking to us, they were saying, you know, like 5, 6, 7, you know, bids on a house as soon as it went on the market.
Wow.
And they're saying that the number of bids, you know, the time on market now is even less than what it was before. And, you know, you see that. And I think that part of this, too, is like even fewer homes sold in Rocky River year over year between
okay.
the last 2 years. But because there's so much pent-up demand, the houses are going for more. But, you know, I mean, I think you look at Rocky River Schools. Rocky River Schools are great. You know, they get dinged a little bit on their safety, but a lot of that's just due to the retail that's there. You know, when you have
sure, that makes sense.
And so I think that that's a little bit. It's funny too because you look back at the raw numbers from Rocky River safety numbers back in the 90s when they were a winner, they got an A+ rating from us.
Okay.
The numbers are almost exactly the same in raw numbers. We do a little bit different calculations now, but. I mean, nobody thinks Rocky River is not a safe place.
And it's not like they came out of nowhere. I mean, there were five last year.
Of
and
course.
To jump up, you know, I mean, they're always up there. But, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, too. I mean, you know, Broadview Heights, big jump from 18 to 8. I mean, it's just cool. You're listening. You're in a suburb. Your suburb is in here, broken down very nicely in Cleveland Magazine.
100%. So I think, you know, if you just want to evaluate the place you live, all that stuff is in here. But if you're looking for a place to live, this is just a great place to start. And just start with the numbers if you like. But then we also, you know, cover a bunch of other cities as well. Because where you live is so much more beyond the numbers. It's about the feeling that you have and what kind of lifestyle you want. So we wrote a little bit about Mentor this year.
I know. That was great. I read that. Thanks. It was fantastic. So is this out now? Can we get a physical copy?
It is out. So subscribers should have it in their mailbox. If they didn't get it yesterday, they should get it today.
Okay.
And it'll start being out on newsstands as well. You know, I think you mentioned, too, like a lot of the standbys move up and down in the top 20. But it was really nice to see Shaker Heights come in this year.
Yeah.
They were in our top 20 for the first time in a really long time. And I think that that was really encouraging. And two other new ones to our top 20, Mayfield Village, which has been in and out of the top 20. And then Bath Township, too. I mean,
very cool.
Little nod to LeBron. So.
Yeah, right. It's just fun to look at this magazine and read about the communities around you, even if you're not looking to move or whatever. It's just really cool to learn what you know about your surrounding
and
community.
And I think that was one of the things that we wanted to try and accomplish this year, too, is that just let you know what else is out there. And we took like a little bit of a travel approach so that if you wanted to go and spend a day in a neighborhood or in a suburb, you would know what to do and where to go. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Where the locals hang out.
Absolutely. And the website, too?
ClevelandMagazine.com. We've got it all up there. Our top 20 is up there. We've got little stories about Westlake and Rocky River up there, and more to come all month long.
Very, very well done. You got to check that out. Okay, we're at 7:18.